This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Aerospace giant Boeing is laying off 63 employees in Colorado, part of a plan to reduce its overall workforce by 10%. The cuts will hit facilities in El Paso, Arapahoe, and Denver counties. They take effect in mid-January. Boeing has struggled with regulatory and financial problems since a panel blew off the fuselage of one of its planes mid-flight earlier this year. In Littleton, police shot and killed a man during a traffic stop earlier this week. Police attempted to stop a driver for speeding at around 3 a.m. Monday. According to the department, the man left his car and tried to run away while firing shots at officers. An officer shot back. The incident is being investigated. A woman who was in the car at the time of the traffic stop was arrested on outstanding felony warrants. That big snowstorm we had earlier this month is still impacting many on Colorado's eastern plains. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin tells us the effects will be felt for a while.
The official snow total at the Colorado Springs Airport was 19.3 inches, but in some areas in southern Colorado, it was nearly twice that or more. Lake Trinidad received over 47 inches. Rancher Julie Sumter is the secretary for the Southern Colorado Livestock Association. She says just making sure animals are fed can be a challenge, even now.
So now the ranchers are fighting the snow on top and the mud underneath. And this will be a challenge now for probably a couple of weeks until it dries out to where we don't have to make our way through the mud.
And while some areas saw record snowfall for a five-day period, the town of Walsh in Baca County saw nearly 6 inches of rain.
That was Andrea Chalfin reporting. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.